rejoice and be glad in it. We want to thank our listening audience this morning to correspond with this ministry. For our contact information, 318-729-0860 or 318-623-9503. Tune in every Monday morning from 9:30 to 9:45. Until then, God bless and keep you. Have a blessed day.
KAYT, Shreveport Greenwood, 92.5.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hold in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yeah. the unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.
Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers, along with LeAndrea Johnson, deliver me This Is My Exodus. These are the songs that I would put on a playlist if I were going to be traveling and needed to listen to some music. You know what I mean? It's a Monday, March 16th. We're talking about things church leaders should do to prepare themselves and their congregations for COVID-19. We'll continue with that in a moment. Right now, are you ready for Bible Jeopardy clue number 2? Remember, put who is or what is in front of your response. Here we go. Clue number 2 in Bible Jeopardy. Joshua cursed the man who would attempt to rebuild what city? Was it Megiddo? Was it Jerusalem? Was it Jericho? Or was it Hazor? Joshua cursed the man who would attempt to rebuild what city? Megiddo, Jerusalem, Jericho, or Hazor? Remember, you got to think about what city did Joshua help tear down. Joshua 6:26 has our clue. Go ahead and look at that. Give me a call back at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500.
The hits you love on your hit music station.
KAYT-KQJOFM.
New music now.
Journey always enough when I am lonely, you're there. Everything I need, love all around me. You'll never leave me alone. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me. When I'm ready to give, Lord, you won't let me go. You keep holding me.
Hey,
stood at the end,
right where I was.
You came to find me.
Dependable God,
you've been a friend.
I can count on you. You
never deny me your
love.
This is KAYT KQJOFM and the Wade Hampton Show. We affectionately call it the Ham Camp on this Monday morning. And today we're going to discuss some things that church leaders can do to prepare for the COVID-19. You know, while you don't want to panic, you do want to be wise, discerning, and safe. The coronavirus outbreak brings with it a very real and practical health concern with regard to large in-person gatherings like church. You need to have faith, but you also need to be smart about it. Here are a couple of things that some wise leaders might want to do at church. Have some greeters stand at the door offering to spray hand sanitizer in everybody's hands as they enter the building. You might want to forego the normal stand and greet time of the service where everybody shakes hands and hugs everybody around them. And you might want to ensure that plenty